Good morning, I'm Mark Grayless, and welcome to Truth Tuesday. Mother's Day is fast approaching, and I know this year is going to be a lot different than years before. But it might provide a great opportunity for you to encourage somebody out of your past, or your own mother, or your mother-in-law, or someone along the way. Throughout the years, women have taken a primary role in the ministry of the Lord's Church, and therefore lots of times they get ignored for what they do. So I think this year it's an opportunity to make a difference. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, "Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she's earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gates." That writer realized that all of us need encouragement. It's a great opportunity to do that for someone who's made a difference in your life. It may have been a neighbor person, a school teacher, even one of your own family members or your own mother in a very special way. For myself, I look back over my days at First Christian Church and realize how many women took time to teach me and the other three boys of the Four Musketeers at First Christian Church. Only two survived today that are part of that teaching experience: Becky Gregg, Chris's mother, and Alice Ann Courtney. Those ladies and numerous others loved us boys and taught us the ways of Jesus. Those in heaven have already got their rewards, but it's an opportunity to say thanks to those who've invested in our lives to make a difference. I know for you, there's someone just like that, someone who's made a difference. Take time to call them, encourage them, or drop them a note and say, "Your works are worthy of praise in my life and for all to see and hear." Have a blessed Mother's Day and a great day in the Lord.